1074. Okay, tonight's class is sponsored by Rav Moshe Mataban, in memory of his father's yahrzeit, which is this coming Shabbos, Elisha ben Yosef. Shalom should have an aliyah.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we're on page 1076. The last thing we were learning about, the tefillin, that the nations of the world were, so we're on Pasuk Yud Aleph, in the middle of the page of 1076. Okay, so now the Pasuk saying, these are all, if you keep the mitzvah, so you listen to Hashem, you'll do the Torah, all the brachas you're gonna get, your barachat to the city, in the field, your children will be blessed, your agriculture, your animal, everything will be blessed. And then he said like this, Ve'sicha Hashem l'teiva, Hashem will give you an abundance of good, Ha'isa means an abundance, Befri vitnacha, with the children, the fruit of your womb, of your stomach, meaning your children, Befri ve'emtacha, the fruits of your field, animals, Ufriat masacha, and the fruit of your land. In other words, what does it mean to give you a bracha? The Mefarshim explain that one of the greatest brachas is that the children turn out okay. You know, to be normal human beings. So Hashem said, you'll have an abundance of children first, and then the land and the animals and everything else. So he says, because sometimes, Mefarshim say, sometimes living long causes problems. Then you have aggravation. It's like people that live over 100, all their friends died already.
they don't have friends.
They don't have friends in the 100. Or even sometimes, you know, somebody could be 100 and something years old and their 80-year-old son passed away already. So here the Torah is giving the bracha that even though you're going to live long, it's going to be good years. It's going to be proper years. And the Yom Yom Rebbe brings down that... the Alter Rebbe wanted to give a bracha to the Binyamin Kletzker. The Kletzker, he dealt in wood. It was called, there's a klotz, is wood. Yeah. So Kletzker, he was a wood merchant. So the Alter Rebbe wanted to give him a bracha of Arichas Yomim, to live long. Exactly. So he said, on one condition, I don't want Peir Sheyorn, as he said in Yiddish, I don't want Peir Sheyorn, meaning peasant years, that have eyes and don't see, and ears and don't hear.
Yeah.
See, basically, Alter Rebbe said, I want to give you a bracha. He said, no, it's conditional.
Yeah.
So the question is, somebody wants to give you a bracha. How do you make conditions? I want to give you something, a present. He said, no, it has to be like this. The kids talk like that, but normal people don't talk like that. So the explanation is, for this person, if it was peasant years, it was a curse, not a blessing. He said one thing to the Alter Rebbe, you want to give me a bracha, just make sure it's a bracha. Don't give me a bracha that's going to be a curse. And the same thing over here, it says, Hashem says, you should have a blessing, and all, you know, in a way that you openly see it. Okay? Okay, then it says like this, Yiftach Hashem l'cha seitzari atev, Hashem will open up his treasure home, which is, as a shemayim, the heaven, meaning Hashem will give rain.
What is Yiftach?
Huh?
What does Yiftach mean?
Open up. Hashem should open up to you. As a tzari hatev, his treasure place. Okay, storehouses of goodness. As a shemayim, which is the heaven. Meaning, to give the rains in the proper time. Like Rashi explains, when's the proper time for rain?
Winter.
No, Friday night?
Night or night.
Mm-hmm. Friday night, the Leil Revi, it says. I don't know why the Leil Revi. What?
I love it. We always say, we talk about that, we like when it rains Friday.
Friday night?
Yeah, no, it says, Rashi says that in Chumash, in Bukhukesi, V'nasati geshmechem bi'itam, Rashi says over there, beginning of Bukhukesi, here, V'nasati geshmechem bi'itam, Rashi says, when is it? When people don't go out anyway, Kugain Leil Rivi, which is in brackets, and Leil Shabbosis. Friday night. Friday night people don't go anywhere, there's nowhere to go. So that's the ultimate time for a bracha, when it should rain. And that's what it means. I don't know, it says in the brackets, Rashi says, I never understood what's Leil Rivi. But that's what Rashi says over there in
Wednesday
brackets.
Wednesday morning or Wednesday night?
No, the night of Wednesday, meaning Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Could mean those days he didn't go out that night either.
Yeah. Shopping? Lot market?
In the time of the Gemara, they didn't go out anywhere at night. There was nowhere to go because you couldn't see anything. Yeah. But does it mean, also means a few things. Be'ita in its time means that it should all, you know, it could rain. I mentioned the story. Someone once came to the Tzemach Tzedek, asked for a bracha. He gave him a bracha, didn't work. So he went back to the Tzemach Tzedek and said, your bracha didn't work. So the Tzemach Tzedek explained to him that a bracha is like rain for a farmer. For a farmer, the best bracha is rain. But that's only a bracha when you plant, you plowed, you cultivate, and you plant it.
You're ready.
But if you don't do anything, you don't make a vessel, so then the rain is not a bracha. If anything, it's going to just flood your land. So when the Torah says, it means the proper time, the proper amount. In fact, the Gemara tells us, and this is the difference between Chayne Hamagil and Abshim Bayachoy. One story is in the Gemara, one story is in the Zohar. The Gemara in Taina says, one time the world needed rain. In fact, the Mishnah speaks about making fast days, for, you know, if there's no rain. So they came to Chayne Hamagil. His name was Chayne. He was called Hamagil. Magil, because of the story, he was called Hamagil. So the Gemara says, he made a circle on the ground. And he said to Hashem, I'm not leaving the circle
until
you make a rain. So what happened was, Hashem made a drizzle. You know, enough to get the cars dirty. So he says to Hashem, that's not what I asked for. That's not what I want. So Hashem's made a downpour. But sometimes it becomes flooding. It's not good. So again, he said to Hashem, that's not what I want. So finally Hashem, so that we got it right. Okay? And if Shim Mechoy, the Zohar says, same story, one time the world needed rain. By the way, that's why it was called Chayni Hamagel, because of that circle that he made in the ground, that became his nickname, Chayni Hamagel. But one time, the world needed rain, it says in the Zohar, and they came to Rav Shimon Yochai, and he said, the Zohar says, he said a Torah, and the Pasuk, Hinei Matei V'manoyim Shev V'sachem Gam Yochad, and the right amount of rain came down. So it's explained, the difference between Chayni Hamagel and Rav Shimon Yochai, the difference between Torah and Tefillah. Tefillah, like you daven, so Hashem answered a little bit, not completely, then he answered more, you know. Torah, he got it first time, he got it
right the first time.
But that's also be'itai, is not only in its time, you know, which night, but b'chlal, it should be rain in the right seasons. Like we know, in the summer, in Eretz Yisrael, rain is a curse. So now we started saying the same Talamata. But in the summer after Pesach, it's a curse.
Why? But still things grow, no?
No, but in Israel, it's a curse. Okay. Levarech has komaisi yodecha, and to bless everything that you do. Okay? But what does it mean, again, to bless everything you do?
Mistake.
You can have people do things that could be a bracha in what you do. In other words, sometimes you could do something in a shorter period of time that normally would take a longer period of time. Sometimes the bracha, what you do, sometimes you do things, you know, you make a mistake, you have to do it again. So the bracha, b'chol ma'aseh yadecha, number one, you see clearly that you have to do things. You need to make a vessel. If you don't work, then you're not going to get rain, number one. Or do the blessing, b'chol. But b'chol ma'aseh yadecha, everything you do will have a bracha in it. Will be successful what you do. There'll be segoyim rabim to the extent you'll have so much money, you'll be able to lend money to all the nations, but atalei silver and you won't have to borrow from them.
That's good.
Huh?
That's
no,
good.
In other words, the Jews will have an abundance of money, and this is all good. You'll get the rain in the bright time, and you know, by the way, it's brought, I don't know what's the chicken, what's the egg, but why is rain called Geshem? It's called Matar in Chumash, but it's also Geshem. It's interesting. Here it said the word Matar. In Chukais, it's in the Sati, Gishmeichem Be'itam. Yeah? In Shema, we say, V'lo Yiyah
Matar.
So sometimes it's called Gishmeichem is rain, Matar is rain. But it says one of the reasons Gishmechem is called, or rain is called Gishmechem, because Gashmias, all the physical things come through rain. Rain makes everything grow and everything, you know, whatever. Unsonra Hashem l'reish, and Hashem will make you as a head and not as a tail. Okay? In other words, like this. So the Mephoshim ask, why isn't this, like, repeating itself? If you're a head, then automatically you're not a tail. Hashem says, I'm going to make you a head and not a tail. It's repeating itself. Hashem makes you a head. It's understood you're not a tail. So the Ramban explains, sometimes you could be a leader for some, but not a leader for others. And you'll be a follower to others. In a certain nations you could lead, and certain nations will lead you. Here the bracha is both ways. L'reish v'lay l'zanav. You'll be a leader for all nations, and you won't be following any nations. And as the Jews will be on top of the world. By the way, all these brachas were clearly in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, all the brachas were all...
They got it, huh?
They were all, yeah, that's when they got it. V'yitzirak l'mayla, you'll only be up on top of the world. V'leisiyah l'mata, and you won't be down at the bottom. When, though, there's a condition. When you will listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, that I'm commanding you today, lishma velasis, and like it says, lishma again is the negative mitzvahs, lasis is the positive mitzvahs, and then it says, you should not turn away from any of the words, which I'm commanding you today, yomin usmel, right or left, okay? To turn, you know, it's an interesting word. There's Mefarshim and Chumash and the Shema. It says like this. Hisham Elohim, Penyifta Levavchem. Okay, we say in Shema, yeah? Penyifta Levavchem, Vesartem, and you'll turn away. Vavadetem Elohim Achirim, you'll serve other gods. So the Torah said, warn you, I'm warning you not to turn away and serve other gods. So the Mefarshim over there is to explain an interesting thing. Sarta means you just turn off a little. Sort of. To turn off. The Torah is telling us a little turn off is already Avodah Zarah. People think, okay, I compromise a little bit.
To be, 10 degrees.
I'm not doing, I'm just turning off a little bit. The Torah says in Shema, V'sartem. The second you turn off, V'avadetem Elokim Achedim. You're gonna, and that's what the same thing the pasuk says over here. Leisasun mikol advar mashen yamin esmel, right and left. Lelechas achre elokim achirim lovdim, go after other gods. The second you turn away from God, you're already worshiping other gods.
You're not turning. I mean, like if you do something bad, you're not completely turning away from God. You just.
That's what the pasuk saying here. That you are.
But this part, all Shema?
Every sin. No.
This,
no.
Yeah, you see,
no, but I'm saying there's similar language in Shema. Yeah, but it's not, Shema. This is a different basic. Yeah.
The Moshe got it from Shema, yeah? Because he reviewed the all.
Yeah, but he's saying all the curses that we've learned before. Then he says all the brachas. Now he's going to go to the curses. Or to the hidden blessings. Okay? It says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jews, all the blessings will come only when you do turn mitzvahs and you don't turn away. Because the second you turn, if you're going in a straight path, yeah? And the second you turn off a little bit, when you keep going,
you're going to be more.
More. Says, no, you're either straight, and that's why you notice, you know, the Torah says, all the mitzvahs, the person's like a tree. When they plant a new tree, they tie it to make sure it goes straight. Because a tree, even if it goes off a little bit, when it's young, it can keep going off. Right? So the Torah is warning the Jew, don't turn off anyway, because any amount that you turn off, eventually you're going to end up with Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's one thing. But the truth is, it's more than that. Whenever a person doesn't listen to Hashem, it is Avodah Zarah. Any Avodah a person does, is Aveda Zara.
Any ter.
Any Aveda. Biblical, rabbinic, anything a person does is Aveda. Why? Huh?
And any amount of it.
Any amount. Why? It's a very simple thing. Pick a little sin. A person lies. Okay, not a big sin. Everybody lies, right? The question is how much? And how big the lie is. Okay, so let's say it's not a, in people's eyes, it's not a big sin. Okay? But if you think about it, Hashem is standing right in front of you. Right in front of you. Hashem's all over, right? So you believe in God that Hashem's standing right over you. And in front of your face, Hashem says to you, don't lie. And Hashem is standing right there. Can you imagine? The king is standing right in front of you, and the king says, don't lie. Right? And then you go lie in the presence of the king. Which means, if the person would really feel God's presence, they wouldn't lie. Why do they lie? Because they don't feel God's presence. So that's Aveda Zara. So it says in Sfarim, any sin is Aveda Zara. The only difference is, like the Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish, famous Gemara, Ein Adam Eiver Aveda, the only way a person sins, Im Elim Kein Nichnes by Ruach Shtus. The Ruach Shtus, the fuller spirit enters the person. So what do you mean the fuller spirit enters the person? What's the fuller spirit? So the commentators, sinners explain, everybody explains, Moses for everybody explains. When you do a sin, like we just said, every sin really is Aveda Zara. Your mom is going to, you're denying God's existence.
Yeah, that's true.
So what's the shtus? What's the foolishness? Okay, so I lied, but I'm still a Jew, I'm still religious, I'm still connected, I'm still doing whatever, what's the big deal? When it comes to Aveda Zara, somebody said, bow down to an idol, you're not going to make the Ruach Shtus, okay, I'm still connected. You're bowing to an idol, obviously. But every other sin, the foolishness is the person thinks they're still connected to Hashem, and they're not. And the Torah says, the only way you're going to get the brachas is leisosimikum min advarim asher nechim taveschem. And by the way, the Torah doesn't say, don't transgress what I'm telling you. The Torah says, don't turn a little bit from what I'm telling you, because that already is going to cause you to serve other gods.
It's exactly like if children, if your dad is not keeping his little grandchildren, they go out of the trees, out.
That's what happens. Everybody has to be kept in the right way. Okay.
But why do you have to go to over weak point?
Let's give you I had an example. I mentioned this in shul. There was a guy when I was on the other side of town yet, before I opened the shul here, on the other side of town. There's a guy about Shuva. You know, he had a black hat and a black suit. One day he says, I'm not wearing my hat anymore. So he's not taking off the hat. It's not a big deal. We are black hat, not it doesn't make you from, it doesn't make you not from. Okay? And somebody said to him, why are you taking off the black hat? He says, look how many religious people on that side of town don't wear black hats. What's the big deal? Next thing, then it went, his gartel, you know, that he used to wear. So he says, look how many religious people don't wear. Anyway, it got to the point, the guy wasn't Shomer Shabbos anymore. And then he came back a little bit. But where did it start from? It's not the hat. Listen, he didn't become Mechal Shabbos because he didn't wear his hat. That is one thing has nothing to do with the next. What it means is, when you start going down, you're turning, so then you keep going in the wrong direction. I didn't mention, there's a chassid, the Alter Rebbe, his son went off, Yiddishkeit. So he came to the Alter Rebbe and he says, what should I do with my son? He turned off Yiddishkeit. So the Alter Rebbe said, bring him to me, let me talk to him. So he wasn't from, but you know, he had respect for the Alter Rebbe, he came to the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe said to him, calls him in, talks to him, he says, you know, I understand that you went off, but why did you have to go so far out? Why did you go so far? So he says, Rebbe, he's a smart guy, he says, Rebbe, I'll explain it to you. You have different horses. You have a slow horse and a fast horse. When the slow horse gets lost, takes the wrong path, it doesn't get very far lost because it's slow. But a fast horse, when he's going in the wrong direction, he gets very lost. He says, Rebbe, I'm a fast horse. So I'm not a slow, I'm a fast horse. So the Alter Rebbe said to him, yeah, but there's another difference. That when the horse realizes he's lost, so the fast horse comes back
faster
than the slow horse. So he said, if you're a fast horse, make a round U-turn, and he became, well, he came back. So he said, you turn off, you know, it can happen. Okay. Now starts what's called the Teichacha. It's interesting. The Teichacha is mentioned twice in the Chumash. One in Parshas Bechukaisai, and one in Parshas Kisavai. So the Gemara and the Mefoshim talk about this. Number one, in Bechukaisai, there's 48 curses. Here, there's 96. Double. Kisavai is double the amount of curses than 1 second.
46, you're not going
to... No, I just want to make sure the numbers... 1 second. No, I'm sorry. 49 and 98. But it's double. 49 and 98. In Kisava is 98. In Parshas Bechukaisai is 49. So he says like this. First the Gemara says, why do we have the Teichacha, which is the admonishment of the Jewish people, in Bechukaisai and in Kisavai? So it says, one is before Matan Torah, because Bechukaisai, the Gemara says, Parshas Bamidbar, you always read before Shavuos. Sometimes Nasei also. Bamidbar is always the Shabbos before Shavuos. So it says to separate from the curses of Bechukaisai, which is said before Matan Torah, that Jews should receive the Torah after the Musar, you know, and becoming better. So we don't want to go straight from the curses to Matan Torah, so we make Parshas Bamidbar in the middle. Kisavai is before Yom Kippur, which is Luchos Shnius. Yeah? So therefore, Luchos Shnius, it says, is, we have in the Parshas Nitzavim, right after Kisavai Nitzavim, and as it says, Rashi brings up, why does it say, Atem Nitzavim Ayem Kochen, you're all standing today? Don't think, because the Hashem and the curses says, this is going to happen to you, this is going to happen to you, all these terrible things seemingly are going to happen to you. So Hashem said, you know what? But don't worry, Atem Nitzavim, you're still here. Because, as we'll learn soon, explain, the curses in Torah are hidden brachas. Okay? These are all hidden brachas.
How can it be? It just literally curses.
It doesn't say curses. It says all these things are going to happen to you. Kol
say. If you do this, it happens to you.
There's a story in the Gemara. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai sent his son, Rabbi Lazar. There are two rabbis, Yudim and Gerim and somebody else. And he said to them, they're great people, go get a blessing from them. Okay, get a blessing from them. So Rabbi Lazar came to them, and they said to him, what do you want? He said, my father sent me, you should bless me. So they said to him like this, you should plant your fields and never harvest the grain. Never cut the grain. Your ship should go out, and they should never return. A whole bunch of things like that. He was very upset. He came to them for bracha. Look what he told him. You should plant your fields and never harvest it. And your ship should go out and never come back. I mean, look at those curses. He came back to his father, Shimon Choy. He said, no, what was the brachas? He said, they cursed me. He said, what did they say? So he told them. So Shimon Yochai said, these are big curse, big brachas. He said, you should plant your field and never harvest means you should have children and they should never die. You should never cut them. Your ship should go out. A whole bunch of things he told me. Your ship should go out and never return means you should marry off your daughters and they should never come back home, widowed or divorced. See, in other words, so outwardly, it sounded like terrible curses. But the reality of it was, they're very great brachas.
How would you know?
So, in fact, we mentioned the story in the Rebbe brings on a Yom Yom. The Mittel Rebbe, now the Rebbe always read the Torah in his shul. So one time the Rebbe wasn't there, and the son, the Mittel Rebbe, when he was a young kid, before Bar Mitzvah, heard the Teichach from a different Balkari. So, when in the middle of the Teichach, he fainted. The kid fainted. And he was so sick that they didn't even know if he could fast Yom Kippur. Just weeks later. So they said to the Mittel Rebbe as a kid, he said, but you hear this every year from your father. He said, when my father reads it, I don't hear curses. In other words, Hashem doesn't curse us. Mm-hmm. Hashem loves us so much that he just, and the Mufashim all say this, by the way. You know, it's interesting. The Targum Yenisim Ben Azil, it's remarkable. He says like this. He says in Aramaic, but he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu opened up his mouth to curse the Jews, to give the Musar, his Ragishas Aru Shmaya, he says like this, the heaven and earth, he says, that's in Aramaic, here he says in Hebrew. Remarkable thing, everything stopped functioning. 1 second. How long Megillah is here? I don't know, it's time. Anyway, basically it says that the heavens and earth it goes into 20 pages of the story here. Here. Okay, it says like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu, putting into Hebrew what the Yonis Amin Ozeel says. When Moshe Rabbeinu the Navi starts saying the Musar, the whole earth shook. The heaven was silent. The sun and the moon cooled down. The stars took back the light. The Avos Ha'Olam, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov screamed out of their graves. And the whole world, all the Briyas Shasku were quiet. The trees did not move their bushes. So Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov said to Hashem, How can the Jews withstand these curses, the terrible curses? So what the answer is a baskel. A voice came out from heaven. This is what Targumen Simon Ozeel says. Don't be afraid of Israelim. Afilu yifsiku aschuyu shekol adairis. Even if the merits of all the Jews of all generations will stop, don't worry about schuschem, yischus of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov will never stop. I will never destroy the Jews. Because of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And like he says, it's all the avos Hashem teichachas the ena lemi teich ava. Okay, like it says, avos Hashem eischem because God loves us. And the Gemara says, ein dover ra yedim in hashemayim. Nothing bad comes from heaven. It just comes down in a form that looks bad. It sounds bad.
So we're okay then.
We're okay. Don't worry, you're not going anywhere. We're still around. Look, we're still here. From the beginning of time, we're still here. So this is what it says, that even when the Jews sin, Hashem is still going to be, should be. Okay, so now let's start to take. Oh, one more interesting thing. So, for two explanations. Why are these double of what it was in B'chukai? So here's 49 in B'chukai, and here's 98. So the Kriyaka says an interesting thing. Remember last week we learned, or 2 weeks ago we learned, that here, after Har Eivol and Har Gerizim, remember we learned the Jews became responsible one for another? Right? Until then, they were not responsible one for another, only responsible for themselves. So he says like this. 50 levels of Kedusha, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Chamishim Shari Bina Nivra Ba'ilam. Okay? 50 levels of Kedusha were given in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu got 49. When he died, he reached the 50th, and that's why he's buried in Har Nevo. Nevo is Nunbo. He reached the 50th level. The word Chole, sick, Ches Vav Lamed Hey, yeah, is Ches and Vav is 14, and 30, Lamed is 30, is 44, and Hey is 5, is 49. The word Chole equals 49. It says in Sfarim, if a person only reaches the 49th level of Kedusha, they're still Chole, they're still sick. Until you reach perfection, you're still sick. So it says like this. This is what the Klei Yochur says. By in Buchu Kaisai, that was before they were responsible one for another. There's no responsible to do this parsha. So therefore, the 49 curses speaks about every Jew individually. Because I'm not responsible for you. In Bukhukai, in Kisava, after they accepted responsibility, like we learned last time, why can I make Kiddush for you if I heard already? Why can I blow Shev? Because I'm responsible for you. So then every sin I have,
you
and me. You do a sin, I have the sin. I do a sin, you have the sin. So the reason why there's double 98, because now, it's not only me, because you're responsible for me too.
For Kedusha also, they are responsible or for the sin?
Everything. Everything we're responsible one for another.
If I do some mitzvah, you have the advantage?
Sure.
So this is the
if
last
in evil, it's like that for sure in Kedusha's day then.
This is right before they went to Israel.
By the way, let me explain to you. I'm only responsible if you sin, if I know that you sin and I can stop you. If there's another Jew at the other end of the world sinning, I don't know about it. I'm not responsible for what he did, right? But if I see you doing an Aveda, and I could stop you, and I don't stop you, then I get part of the sin too. Okay? Now, the truth is, because the Jews are one big body, and a Jew at the other end of the world does a little sin, it affects the whole body. You have a pain in a little part of the body, the whole body is affected by it. And how much more so when a Jew does a mitzvah anywhere in the world? If a Jew does a mitzvah anywhere in the world, so then everybody gains by it.
So it's not means I'm so close to do it. It's everywhere I was, you had the included.
We're all one big challenge.
So
that's it.
So you first you say if you I see you I don't stop you I not
no
included.
I'm saying
now
I have
you're saying every Jew everywhere. Is included.
If I can stop you from sinning and I don't, I get your sin too.
So, if I did.
But if there's somebody at the other end of the world sinning, I don't get his sin. I don't know about it. So. But nevertheless, it affects me. It affects me somehow.
Indirectly,
it affects me. Okay, so that's one explanation that the Klei Yochur gives.
So it's 98, is going, everybody is going
double.
To double.
Right. Because every Jew is responsible for one another. Another explanation is.
So it means we are not 2%. We have
600,000. Right.
So but it means 600,000 times
right.
49.
Correct. Correct. Now, it also does, that's one answer. Another answer is that the difference between Bechukaisais, Klolos, and then Kisavai, we said that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, what's the purpose of, so it says in the Farshim, the Gemara talks about this too. Why do we have the curses before Shavuos? Because we want to become clean. Like we said, what are the curses?
Receive the Torah.
Punishment in Torah is a cleansing process. Remember we discussed this. When Torah punishes you, you get cleansed. Like Gehenim, right? But instead of Gehenim, you get the suffering in this world. That's the Gehenna. So before Matan Torah we need to be clean. And before Yom Kippur we need to be clean. The difference is, and Shavuos, the first Luchis, the Jews were on the level of Tzadikim. Right? They came out of Mitzrayim, newborn nation, straight out of Mitzrayim, 49 days preparing themselves for Matan Torah, they're on the level of Tzadikim. But Yom Kippur, The luchis shniyas, the second luchis, they already sinned, and then therefore they became bali tshuva. Bali tshuva is greater level than a tzaddik, so therefore the cleansing needs to be more. So therefore, before shvuas,
it's easy.
But by the way, the Klei Yochanan says another interesting thing. He says these curses. If you look even the first pasuk, v'hoye im lo sishma. It's singular. In Bechukaisai, the pasuk says, "V'im loy sishmuli," plural. Klayoker asks why, over there it's plural to the Jews, and here it's singular, loy sishmali. So what's the why over there is plural and there single? He said along the same lines. Says like this.
They're separated, now they're one.
Here. Klayoka says, Kol HaKlos HaOl Nem B'Loshin Yochid, Pashit B'Chu Kaisai. 1 minute, he says, Loshin Rabim. Okay, Im Lo Yisish Mu'u. Okay, so he says like this. When, after responsibility, okay, after the responsibility, even when one Jew sins, it's also bad. Because we're all responsible for one another. In other, in Pashas B'chu Kaisai, before Jews became responsible for one another, if a Jew sinned, it only affected him. Not everybody. So therefore, over there, the curse is only if a lot of people don't listen. Im lo yisishmu, if a lot of people don't listen, so then I'm going to punish you. But if an individual sins, I'm not going to punish you. Here already, where the Jews became responsible one for another, here the Torah says, you don't listen, you're going to get punished even as an individual. Why? Because like you said, we have 600,000, times 600,000, whatever. So that's why these curses are longer and worse, because now the Jews are already responsible for one another.
Rabbi, last time you say, when you say, V'ayah means a good news. When you say, V'i is bad. Remember?
You said right, last time you said.
So how come you use it this time for curses, V'ayah?
So they asked the question, but the answer is, again, this is really good. These are hidden brachas. Okay. In Tanya, it says like this. It's easier said than done. In Tanya, he explains in Parachavav, chapter 26, he explains why it's important to have simcha. In fact, at the end of all these curses, you know what it says at the end over here? Tachas asher le'avadeto es Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav. In the end of these curses, I mean, it's in the middle, but it's closer to the end. Hashem says, the whole reason why you're getting these curses, because you didn't have simcha. So the Alter Rebbe says, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, it's a very important concept, simcha. So he says, what happens if a person has physical problems? Panos said, they have problems, people have problems, believe it or not. So how can you have simcha? He says like this. When Hashem does things that look to be bad, it comes from a, it's easier said than done, trust me. It comes from a higher level of good than the revealed good. In other words, it's so good,
you can't see it.
It can't come down in a form of good. You ever find when you have a cute kid, you know, you give him a pinch, you know. You love the kid, you want to give him a pinch. That hurts. What do you give him? Yeah? Or people, they're laughing, they start crying. You're laughing too much, you start crying. Why? The answer is, it's such a high level, it can't come down the normal way. And he quotes even the Pasuk. The Pasuk at the end of Chumash says like this, Hanistares l'Hashem Elokeinu, the hidden things are for God, v'haniglais, and the revealed ones Lanu vaneinu adeilam, it's for us and our children forever. So the Arizal says like this. There's hidden good that Hashem does, meaning it doesn't come down in revealed good. It comes down in hidden good. And then you have the niglis, the revealed good. So the Arizal says like this. The hidden good comes from Yud-Kei, of Hashem's name. And the revealed good comes from Vav-Kei, Vav and Hei. And that's why it says like this. Ha-Nistaris L'Hashem Elokeinu Ve-Ha-Niglais Vav-Hei-Niglais. So that Arizal says, the revealed good comes from the letters Vav-Hei of Hashem's name. Now, the first two letters of Hashem's name is higher than the second letters of Hashem's name, right? The first two, Chochma and Bina, and the last one is the six fetus and the Malchus. The hidden good, meaning things that come down bad, that seem to be bad,
to me,
are good. Are good. Not only is it good, it's too good to come down in a level of good, it has to come down in a level of bad. Because it's too good to be good.
It's hard to believe.
And that's why I say it's easier said than done.
But it happened.
But you know, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Brachas, K'shem shemavarchim al ha-toiv, kach mevarchim al hara. Just so you make a bracha when good things happen, Meshachyonu, ha-toiv ha-meitiv. The same thing it says, mevarchim al hara. God forbid you have bad news, somebody passed away, you make a bracha dayin ha-emes. Okay? So the Mishnah says, but listen to the text of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, k'shem shemavarchim al ha-toiv, just like you make a bracha good, kach mevarchim al hara. So the Gemara, that's the mission. So the Gemara in Brachas asks, why doesn't the Mishnah just say, Mevarchin al hara? Why does the Mishnah just say, you make a bracha on good, you make a bracha on bad? And good it already said you make a bracha. So say, the Mishnah should say, we make a bracha when bad things happen. So the Gemara answers, what it means is not stam, the Mishnah is not telling us you make a bracha. The Mishnah, this is what the Gemara says. Just like when good things happen, you make a bracha, you're excited. And that's what it is. K'shem, this not only just like, the same way you make a bracha when good things happen with simcha and excitement, the same simcha is mevarchin al hara. Kach mevarchin al hara. The same way you have to do it when bad things happen. Meaning, like it says, mekabel yisurim bi'ahava. And the Gemara says, by the way, whoever is mekabel yisurim bi'ava, meichlon le'akol aveinasev. You're forgiven for all your sins.
By doing what?
If you accept God's punishments with simcha, evil that happens to a person. Now, it's obviously easier said than done, but if you just think about one simple little
it's
thing.
It's not easy to do that.
Is God good?
Is God
I'm asking you, is God good?
It's good, but at that time...
But not that good.
No, at that time, no. Rabbi, I accept it. At that time, it's very, very hard
to accept it.
Accept it. Yeah,
I know that. But let me tell you something. Hashem is good?
Hashem is good, always okay. Good. Yeah.
Teva hatoiv lehitiv, the nature of good is to do good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, if God is real good, etzem hatoiv, the essence of good, the nature of good is to do good. Therefore, the Gemara says, Ein ra yorid min hashemayim. Bad never comes from God. Never comes from God. So therefore, it's all good. Just because I'm blind,
I don't see under
and I don't
that.
See it
under that. What's under
just
that?
Because I don't see it doesn't make it bad.
It looks bad.
It looks back to whom?
To
blind people it looks bad.
No, something you cannot...
No, but then the question is like this. If the hidden good, meaning punishment, is a higher level of goodness, so we should daven to suffer.
Yeah.
Then we should daven to suffer because that's a higher level of good. So what's the answer? The answer is very simple. Hashem is kol yochel. Hashem can do whatever he wants. What we daven is, we want a higher good in revealed good. Hashem, Hashem can make that reveal good. Right? So we're davening to Hashem. God, I want this super high level of good that normally comes down bad, but I want it to come down in revealed good. That's what Teva Nirava Nigla. That's what which always a bracha. It should be Teva Nirava Nigla in revealed good. But if a Jew intellectually can understand, you know, God is good, the nature of good is to do good, therefore whatever God does is good. But just because I don't see, let me ask you a question. We said this mashal millions of times. Let me ask you a question. Somebody from a jungle somewhere, yeah, knows nothing. Not learned at all in anything. They know nothing about medicine. Mamish know nothing about medicine. They walk into Cedar Sinai operating room.
I see this knife.
And they see the following thing. There's a guy on the bed. And there's a guy in a white coat with a mask, mistama, and with a knife, and he's about to cut the guy open. Now, in this guy's mind, what is he doing? What does this jungle guy think?
Lunch.
He thinks the guy's murdering him. Right? That's what he thinks. It looks very bad. To him, it looks really bad. The guy's murdering him. But the reality is, not only is the doctor not murdering him, the doctor's saving his life. Yeah? Now, because this person is ignorant, the doctor shouldn't do what he needs to do. Yes or no?
That boy.
Yeah. It's easier said than done, trust me.
That boy, let me tell you. If somebody makes some sin.
Some sin?
Something happened to him. So how come to think this bad thing happened to his good? You know what I mean? If you do something wrong, something happened to you.
No.
So, this is how you adjusted. This is
how could you think that it's good?
Huh? I'll tell happened
you.
The good
I'll tell you how.
You do some sin, you
I'll tell. Forget the sin.
Yeah.
It's easier to understand by a sin.
Yeah.
If I did a sin,
yeah.
And all of a sudden something bad happens to me.
Huh?
That is easier to understand. When you have good people that are tzaddikim and they're suffering, that's more harder to understand. But let me explain to you like this. It says, the Gemara gives a mashal that when the sun, you know, cuts up in the east and goes to the west, yeah? So when the sun, you know, the sun creates a shadow down on the ground, yeah? In order for the shadow or the shade to move down here a foot, the sun moved hundreds of miles in the sky, yeah?
Yeah.
So, meaning like this, a little thing down here
is a lot up there. So.
Okay, now if somebody tells you like this, and that's why by sin it's easier. Let's say if somebody tells you, you're going to suffer 5 minutes, and by suffering 5 minutes, you will lose a week of Gehenim. You're going to do it or not?
Yeah, it's worth it.
It's worth it? Yeah. Good investment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If it's a good investment, then you should be happy. Maybe that's why Hashem's doing it to you. You did an Aveda, you're gonna be punished. So Hashem says, you know what? I'm gonna make it, I like the guy so much, he's a real nice guy, I'm gonna make him suffer a few minutes in this world, and then he won't have to suffer in the world to come. Is that worth it?
Worth it.
Okay, so what's the problem?
At that time, you
the
don't
problem is when you have people that don't sin and they suffer. So you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of times, like it says in Yeshaya, they suffer for the sins of the generation. Tzaddikim, they're the heads. They're in other magicians' heads. Yeah, if we said Saturday night, they're in other magicians' head. So those people are responsible. Like if there's something wrong with the foot, the head feels the pain. Okay. So sometimes tzaddikim, and this part of their job, it's not easy to be a tzaddik, because they suffer for other people, and on their level, maybe they didn't do whatever. That's God's business. But a Jew needs to know, and these are all the teichachos, and certain psukim over here, you find the mefarshim explain the way it's really good. It's really a bracha. Well, like we said, the story of Eliyahu Navi, when he went to Reb Shimon ben Levi, yeah, and he went to this house, and the old couple treated him beautifully, and the only thing that was a cow, and he died, he davened, the Leonov, that the cow should die.
Yeah.
No. Was that bad or good? was it bad or good?
It was good for them.
Why? Because the woman was supposed to die instead of the woman died the cow. No. So was it good or bad?
Everything is
bad. What did it look like in Rabbi Shua ben Levi? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he looked like a Leon Novi, was a madman, a cruel person.
But at that time, it's hard to accept it.
Got it. I got it. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
That's why we gotta work and think. And always brain knock it into the brain.
Why me? Why it happened to me? Why, as they say, everybody else.
The brother sold Yosef. Was good or bad? Good or bad? The brother sold Yosef. Good or bad?
It was good. It was good.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not what it says in the books. They did a terrible sin. 10 martyrs were killed in the time of Churban Bayis Sheni.
After we see that it's good. Before that it was bad.
No, that's see normal. That now you no, that doesn't make sense.
Then it makes sense.
Is it good?
See the end of the story, what? Say good.
So, because Hashem allowed us to open our eyes, that we see the end of the story is good, so now we understand it's bad. Yeah? Let me tell you something. I know a case, yeah? Somebody is about to buy a house. What about else? And so another Jew came from underneath,
they stole
the house from them. They were very angry. Yeah, very upset. Bad or good?
At that time it was bad.
Bad. But because he didn't get the house, they ended up getting a bigger, better house for less money. So now, was it good that person stole the house from them or bad?
This is a fact that you say is fact, but I am 100% angry with you. But at that time it happened.
Oh.
That is not. You know, I'm not.
There was
sure,
a guy.
I'm sure
there's another true story, by the way. There was a guy, his son went to an overnight camp, and the kid broke his foot in camp. You know what happens. Father was fuming, angry, he wanted to sue the camp. He was really. What happened, the story? The kid had a doctor's appointment. The father took the kid to the doctor's appointment. Yeah? It so happens that the kid's appointment was on 9/11, and the father worked in the Twin Towers. And because he had to take his kid to the doctor, he wasn't in his office that day. And because of that, his life was saved. Okay? Now, you tell me. The kid broke his foot. Was good or bad? Tell me. The fact that the kid broke his foot. So, over there, Hashem sometimes is mezaka us. He gives us the opportunity to see how it really ends up to be good. You know, sometimes Hashem says, you know what, sometimes you'll never know. You'll never know that it's good. You'll never know. But, what? But Hashem wants us to realize and understand that if He does it, it's good.
Take another step back and think about the Twin Towers, and if you ask that same question, is it good or is it bad? I think a human being should feel for people and say it's not good. I mean, to say Chas V'Shalom against Hashem, of course not. But for us, oh yeah, it's good. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? It just...
When it happens to somebody else, this is fundamental Jewish... but this is the proper Jewish way of living. When it happens to me, my attitude should be, it's good for Hashem, and it's only good. When it happens to somebody else, okay, a Jew, like the Rebbe always gives the example of the Holocaust, okay? Now, if you're saying everything God does is good, how can the Holocaust be good, right? So, the Jews... I'm supposed to scream at Hashem. Hashem wants us to scream at Him. Why did He do that to everybody else? Not themselves. Okay? Well, and Hashem wants it, by the way, that a Jew should scream to Hashem, why did you do such a terrible thing? I is good, but if Hashem does it, it has to be good. But what our screaming to Hashem is, like we said before, why doesn't Hashem do it in revealed good? Give us this great good in the revealed. And you know what? Hashem wants us to scream. As long as we don't give up Yiddishkeit because of it. In other words, we need to understand that because I don't understand doesn't make it wrong when God does it. And human nature is, if I don't get it, it's wrong. And that's what's no good. Okay.